So Thomas and I recently came to the conclusion the same evening, around the same time, in separate houses. I believe it was Sunday. And we came to the conclusion that we both love each other very much. And we've fallen out of love for each other. Or with each other. And I'd say it's difficult and sad. It's a relief that we both came to that same conclusion at the same time. And it is possible to fall back in love with someone. So it depends on the two people involved. Looking inward, that's helpful. And now my house is officially pending. And I'm still going back and forth about it. Because one, I'll be moving in with Thomas. Sometimes that's amazing, and sometimes it's scary. I feel scared. I feel nervous. And so does he. And on the other hand, or another point to make here is my fear of the future. If, yes, maybe Thomas's home is a stepping stone to somewhere else. Where is that else? Where is that somewhere? And when, for how long, by rent. Sublet. Room share, house share. One of the apps that does care. And that's a lot of uncertainty. And it's no wonder I have so many fear and doubt about how this is all gonna go. And on the other hand, sometimes I just wanna keep it. To keep it, because I love this home. I love that it's custom to my taste, and I love that Blaze and I are very comfortable here. That the house is done, it's complete, and it's beautiful. So I ask that the universe let this all unfold. Please assist it all to unfold. Please gently allow it to unfold over the next about 6.5 weeks. until closing. Until closing is scheduled. In the most gentle, loving, healthy, meaningful, authentic, caring way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as far as things go for Thomas and I, we shall see. We both have lots to work on ourselves. And that should be equal. The effort we put into ourselves. And we shall treat each other as equals. That's in our words, in our attitudes, tone of voice. Our eyes. Everything. We can do that. And we can decide what's best for us and our family. And I know Blaze is the happiest when his parents are the happiest. So it's up to us to find our happy.